This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. By the end of the year, police expect there will be 150 homicides in Kansas City, most as a result of gunfire. But 500 more people will be shot and wounded. Many of them, plus their families and neighbors, will spend the rest of their lives dealing with the aftermath of a gunshot wound. What are we doing for them? KCUR's Sam Zeff went to find out.
Here's the thing about surviving a gunshot wound. Oftentimes, you never really heal.
Yeah, there's significant bullet fragments throughout my skull and behind my, over by my left ear.
Johnny Waller Jr. is from South Kansas City. As a teenage member of the Crips, he was shot in the head on his front porch in Omaha.
I think they said it was dangerous to remove it, so it was easier to just leave it in there.
After being shot, Waller was convicted of drug dealing and did a stretch in a Nebraska prison. He got to Kansas City when the parole board strongly suggested he move in with his mom. Waller says it's when you feel the searing pain of a gunshot wound that you think about a lifestyle change.
And at that point is where you're looking for a way out, right?
Looking for a way out. That's what Kansas City is trying to figure out right now.
Step one is getting their wounds sewn up. Step two is addressing all the trauma that's related to that and helping them step off into a healing path.
That's Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker, and she has taken the lead on how to help gunshot wound survivors. She says gunshot wounds have a ripple effect because bullets just don't hit skin. They're fired into homes and cars.
That impacts the entire block and the entire neighborhood where that shooting occurs because it impacts all of those individuals' safety and security.
On a rainy summer Saturday night, a pair of officers from KCPD Central Patrol is racing to a triple shooting in Westport. Non-fatal shootings have been a growing problem for a couple of years in Kansas City. So, not long after that triple shooting, Baker went to the county legislature and got $120,000 for a pilot program at Truman Medical Center to get gunshot victims early help.
So the goal of the project is to try to provide timely and responsive early intervention for survivors of non-fatal shootings.
Joa Williams is a psychology professor at UMKC and runs the program called RISE, Responsive Individualized Support and Early Intervention. After being shot, he says, everyone has some post-traumatic stress. Not everyone, though, will have long-term problems. Williams says it's those victims his nurses and social workers want to identify.
We're really hoping to help address a lot of those different kinds of emotional reactions, traumatic stress kinds of reactions that can have a real cascading kind of effect on different parts of a person's life after they experience a traumatic event.
The help people need is varied. Johnny Waller turned his life around and just got a master's from Rockhurst. But before that, he needed help paying for medication. Others may simply need a ride to the grocery store. Still others, says Damon Daniel with the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime, need help getting their homes back to normal.
The cleaning up of that blood in the house, you're left with repairing those windows, those bullet holes, or if you're low income or on a fixed income and you can't afford to fix those things, you're stuck with looking at that, which then re-traumatizes an individual and our family as well.
A 2017 study out of Seattle says that people wounded by gunfire there are 20 times more likely to be shot again and 4 times more likely to be killed with a gun. Supporters of this Truman Med Center program also hope it will prevent more shootings and homicides in Kansas City. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.